Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm always amazed and astounded by people because, you know, you and I have this debate that I think people are fundamentally born with an evil inclination and you think people are fundamentally born with a good inclination.
Well, let me just correct that. I think we all have good and bad in all of us. I just think some people have an extra serving of good. Some people have an extra serving of evil. But we all wrestle with the demons, some more than others.
And we're all born with both, of course, yeah. But we debate on what the default is. And my husband says we're born neutral, and it's how we tune in to the universe or the world or to God or your religion. It's how it's what your tuners are tuned to, whether you act good or bad or, you know, we're born neutral. But if we are taught good, then we do good. If we are exposed to evil or trauma, then we end up bad. And it's interesting. I mean, not everybody is all good or all bad. We have a little bit of both. But I think when you look back on your life, hopefully you'll be more good than bad. We know that's not true for everyone, like serial killers. But what I'm saying is I'm always amazed that people are so good, again, because of my predisposition, because of what I think. And, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show that this is the last day of our fundraiser mm-hmm. for LLS, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, as I head into my bone marrow transplant on May 26th. And I said, this is my last day. I'm going to bother you for donations. And I must have gotten 6 donations, or, you know, through the donation page at LLS, which you can find. I'm shamelessly plugging it this show because, again, it's going to be done tomorrow. JordanaGreen.com. You can click on the button on the right. It says donate. Money goes right there. And if you were interested, I was happy to send you my challah recipe. I talk a lot about making challah on this show. I make it almost every Friday for Shabbat. And I make really good challah. You've had it. David's had it. Mm-hmm. And I am happy to share my recipe with you, if you donate, and don't donate anonymously, put in your name, because then I send you an email, and I always send a thank you note, and I will include the challah recipe. I'm super grateful.
The way you braid the challah, though, I mean, I think people can make the challah. But you've done it, like, what, hundreds of times?
Well, you know, I'm Jewish.
It's extraordinary. It really is. So, yeah, your recipe is amazing.
Kind of threw that in as incentive. And for anybody who has, you know, donated in the past, just shoot me another email, because if you've donated through my site at JordanaGreen.com, I've sent you a thank you note and say, hey, Jor, hit me up for the challah recipe. So I'm happy to do that as well. So thank you again. Again, I need to start changing my thinking, because people are good and they are kind. And when you ask, they show up big. And I have been the recipient of support and prayers and kindness and compassion from CCO Radio and from so many of the listeners with your cards. Judy Prayfrock, I just got two more of your cards, and they make me smile, Judy, and I so appreciate you continuing to send me cards. I love all of them, so thank you. I appreciate you, and all of the listeners who have sent me cards. So and anybody who's donated, because what you're doing is you're not donating to me, you're donating to science and research that helps save lives, and like mine. So I appreciate that.
I think most people are self-aware, and most people, and they know when what they're doing is good or not good. I think there are more people out there doing good things than there are bad people doing bad things. It's just that in the media, you know, the good often doesn't make news. It doesn't generate the clicks. It, you know, doesn't generate the interest. And that, to me, is tragic. Why is it that bad news leads the news, right? It shouldn't. I mean,
people are attracted to. That's the point. They're attracted to bad.
Why? Why are they attracted to bad?
It's our nature.
Our prurient interest. Hey, can you summarize in about a minute? Well, take as much time as you need. It's your show. But what you're going through over the next few weeks, because some people just tuning in may not know the details. You have leukemia, childhood form of leukemia, and you're getting a bone marrow transplant, and now you're getting ready for that, which is going to be in a few weeks, right?
Yes, May 26th is my bone marrow transplant. I start to my leave on May 18th because I'll get my central line placed. We'll do 3 days of intensive chemo aimed at almost trying to kill me. I'll do 3 days of total body radiation to wipe out my entire immune system and all of the stem cells and whatever cancer is left in my body. And then I will receive life-saving stem cells, hopefully life-saving.
From a German
from a
dude.
Donor and a
German guy.
Donor from Germany.
Yeah.
I don't know him. I just know he's under 40 and healthy, thank God, and that will happen on the 26th.
Wow.
And then it will be a hellish, gruesome recovery, and hopefully I will be back with you within a few months.
You know, and look, it's all going to work out, and you're going to come back stronger than ever. You will, however, have a faint German accent, and that could be, and I'm okay with that. We'll just roll with that, you know? Wouldn't that be weird?
Strudel. Yeah, yes. Strudel. I mean, yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with waking up, being able to speak German. And, you know, it's funny, the doctor did say to me, you know, your donor is allergic to penicillin. He said, so we got to keep an eye out and see if you're going to be allergic to penicillin.
Wow.
I said, okay. He said, oftentimes allergies don't transfer, but sometimes it does happen. So, and also all of my, because of the chemo and the radiation, all of my vaccines will be wiped out, including my childhood vaccines. So I'm like a newborn babe. I will have
really?
To get new vaccines.
You have to get all the vaccines over again. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, well, like a baby. Let's take a break. Todd Walker is going to be joining us with much more positive news. And again, hopefully my story will be a good one with a happy ending, and I will be back to annoy you forever here on CCO. But Todd Walker up with what's going to happen this weekend, and we are streaming it on Facebook, on Twitter, and on WCCO Radio next. Welcome back. We are live on Facebook. We are live on Twitter. We are live on WCCO Radio. And if you are watching us streaming on one of the video streaming services on Facebook or Twitter, you will be able to see Todd Walker with a background that looks like a charming fishing village, maybe a yacht club. And we have no idea where in the world is Todd Walker. Hi, Todd.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Yes, it's truly Todd About Town right now. And you've asked me to give you some hints. Paul was trying to one-up you and get some information from me as to where we are. Well, I'll give you an idea. I'm under 5 hours from the Twin Cities. It's a place that's famous for things such as their lighthouses and fish boils. Is this giving it to you? Fish boils? And yes, okay, I'm in Door County, guys. And right now I'm in Sturgeon Bay. I'm up here exploring the Maritime past of the whole Great Lakes area. I'll be in Fish Creek, Sister Bay, Egg Harbor. I'm even going to go commercial fishing tomorrow. Ooh. And go to the hatchery where all the fish come in. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the Maritime Museum. But it's beautiful. If you're not on Facebook Live, you got to go check it out. It's absolutely a blue sky. The water is beautiful. One of the bridges is up right now. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Have either one of you been to Door County before?
I have. It's lovely. It reminds me a little of New England, too.
Yes.
Everybody should see it. You're absolutely
right. They really should. And, you know, it's only, you know, under 5 hours, really, from the Twin Cities. And when you think about it, yes, it's always, you know, said to be like the Hamptons of the Midwest. But, Jordana, it's definitely a place to go. Very charming. And, you know, with Lake Michigan behind us, it's lovely. So, yeah, I'm going to be learning a lot. Commercial Fisherman Walker tomorrow.
Right.
Can you stand
luck.
It? I know. All right. Well, there's a lot going on. Paul and I were just talking about that. So I'll let you guys take the lead because, man, it's going to be a busy weekend. And happy Cinco de Mayo from Door County.
Yeah. Can we start with Cinco de Mayo and how
yes.
do we celebrate our Hispanic culture in the Twin Cities in Minnesota?
Yeah, there's so many celebrations going on. I'm going to highlight the one that's happening on Lake Street in Minneapolis. This one has been going on for a number of years, and this will be happening on Sunday, May 8th, starting at 5 o'clock. So that's not happening until Sunday. But today, if you are in the Twin Cities and you're looking for a great place to go, I know Pajarito in Edina is holding a big, huge Cinco de Mayo celebration, as is the one in St. Paul on 7th Street. So those are two that you can hit. I mean, giving you a way to extend the Cinco de Mayo Ohio celebration from today all the way through Sunday. And then if you want to talk about where this is where I'd kind of like to be, this is a big celebration that's going on also this coming weekend as we get to talk about Kentucky Derby. But we can stay on Cinco de Mayo. Are you guys celebrating? Have you had your first margarita? Have you had your chips and salsa yet?
Not yet. Wait till after the show.
It's coming.
I know. But there are tons of them, and I do have a listing that Jordana will be posting on all the celebrations that are going on all around town. But, you know, definitely hit the Lake Street one and then go to Pajarito, St. Paul or Edina.
I love Pajarito, great place. So it's great.
I do,
so
too.
Look for that on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. I will post all of Todd's suggestions. But, Todd, this weekend is the Kentucky Derby, and we
yes.
are having a fashion event happening at Canterbury, right?
Yeah, this is going to be huge, guys. It's going to be so huge that it's actually it's going to be breaking in from national coverage at Canterbury Park during the entire run of the Canterbury Downs celebration. So it's a big deal. And so this one is at Canterbury Downs. Kentucky Derby celebration, and there's going to be fashion show. Tickets start at $40, go up to $150. Grant Whitaker is the person behind doing the entire fashion show, and it is a big, huge deal. They've had been planning this for like the past 2 to 3 years because during the pandemic it wasn't happening. So this has been a number of years in waiting for this to happen. So I would suggest going out there. It's looking to be a really beautiful party.
Very cool. Hey, Todd, I noticed you have the International Film Festival. I can't believe they've been doing this 41 years. Obviously,
yeah.
They took a break for the pandemic. Over 200 films. I did it 1 year, and it was incredible. It's definitely worth your time, right?
Yes, Paul, I'm glad you selected this one because it is a great, great film festival that happens. And what's really cool this year is that at St. Anthony, Maine, they actually purchased that theater that they're now calling just the Maine, and they've remodeled the theater. They've upgraded all the projection options that the theater can now use. They upgraded the concessions. So it's right down there on St. Anthony in Maine, and everything is pretty much going to be happening there. But it's great because the shows are affordable, start at $8, go up to $15. And, you know, you're going to be seeing first run of some of these films that are going to be, once again, as you said, internationally acclaimed. And you're going to have an advanced screening of seeing a lot of these films. I talked to one guy that actually screens these films. His name is Craig Rice. And the number of films he watches in 1 year is preparing what's going to be selected for this. It's a huge process. So it's great. So go there and check it out.
Very cool.
And it's Mother's Day, right? Fair warning, everyone. I've been warning everybody in my spots.
What?
But that
yes.
means it's Race for the Cure.
Yes. Now, Race for the Cure has been going on for a number of years, and I know we've all, in some way, have been part of it through the media. But this is happening this year at U.S. Bank Stadium, and it is happening on Sunday, May 8th. Starts at 8:30. Usually, everything's done around noon. It's a fundraiser, as we obviously know when it comes to Race for the Cure. But there's so many events that go around it, and even if you haven't raised any money, but you want to go support friends and family members and people you know that have gone through this, the horrendous disease of breast cancer, go out there and support them and Race for the Cure or Walk for the Cure, either one. And it's fun. Everybody dresses up in costumes and pink, you know, different outfits and go as a team supporting each other. And it's also a pretty emotional and moving place to be as well. So that's on Sunday.
Absolutely. There must be a typo. I don't know. Justin Bieber, is he a local artist?
Yeah. I've never heard of him, but I when I was looking at, I wanted to throw in some music because a lot of our listeners always will say to me, well, let's hear some music options because there was such a dearth of music selections. So I found this guy and he's going to be at US Bank Stadium. He's going to be at Target Center. Tickets start at $62 to $50, go up to $202. So I think he's a new and upcoming artist. So you might want to be on the front end of following this guy. You know, he's kind of a young guy, so we'll see how he is.
I'm a believer.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, it is the first Saturday. So at the Walker Arts Center, it's a free first Saturday, which I love. I used to take my kids all the time. Maybe they'll go with me again someday.
Yeah. I mean, this is, once again, it's been going on for so many years. And like Jordana said, it's completely free. And it happens this first Saturday of each month. And they have different programs and activities for the kids. So if you just want to find a way to get the kids out of the house on Saturday and have a free babysitter, bring them over there. You'll have tons of fun things to do. So check that out as well. But yeah, one more view of look at the beauty. You guys, if you aren't on Facebook Live, you got to check out all you can see here at in Door County. Man, you guys, put this on your summer list. See the lift bridges up behind me? Put this on your list of things to do if you're looking for family vacations. Check out Door County. It's definitely well worth it. It's beautiful.
John,
absolutely beautiful.
I want you on a boat. Maybe sometime in the next few weeks, can you do a live report from a boat?
I can. I will. I'll arrange that.
Yeah,
yes, I will arrange
it. Before with us. That. So that's
great. I know. And I've got another one story from a ship coming up. So we're going to have some fun. So, yes. So I'm glad people are watching these Facebook Lives and getting a chance to explore the Twin Cities and places around the country with me. It's kind of fun.
Well, you be safe fishing tomorrow. And thanks for joining us. Follow Todd on all his social channels at Todd P. Walker. And once again, I will post on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page and tag him. Thanks, buddy. You have fun out there.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day, my friend. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Well done.
Thank you. Yes. Happy Mother's Day to all of you as well. And happy Cinco de Mayo. That's really what we're going to talk about next. I have a quiz for David and Paul, which once again, they will epically fail. Test your Cinco de Mayo knowledge next.
It's terrible.
Charles Barkley.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is.
And bad. I'm going to guess. I mean, do you celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Do you know anything about it?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is this just, you know, going to be brutal for you?
One of my daughter-in-laws is Mexican-American, and I should probably get this right. I don't
know
if she's listening.
But just because you know a Mexican-American does not, through osmosis, give you knowledge of Mexican culture.
But,
you know that.
But some of her heritage has been rubbing off over the last couple of years, so I think I'm going to ace this. Fair.
Katrina tried to make me a margarita for lunch today, so I think I'm going to do great.
Oh, my. God. This is bordering on racism, you guys.
That's
a
cry for help, actually.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. A margarita for lunch, yeah. I think that should be standard
Hazelden fare. on line three.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay, who wants to go first?
I will go first.
Oh, you get to, I was going to say choose, because then you can't complain
Set
about
the bar
it,
high, yeah.
He'll complain anyway, but go ahead, Paul.
Yeah.
Paul. True or false? Is Cinco de Mayo Mexico's Independence Day?
False.
Correct. Well done. Cinco de Mayo celebrates the Battle of Puebla in 1862. Now, by the time Puebla, the battle came to pass, Mexico had already been independent 50 years from Spain. They won that war in 1810. Cinco de Mayo is simply to honor the Battle of Pueblo, where the Mexican army were seriously outnumbered. They had poor supplies, yet, like the Maccabees during Hanukkah, they emerged victorious. And it was a win so impressive, it's credited with invigorating the resistance movement. So there you go. The Battle of Puebla.
Cool. All right. Are we done here? Are we done?
Well,
can we stop
for you,
now?
I just wanted to add a little
I'm
nuance
on a roll.
So people understand. David?
Yep.
How did this commemoration from another country's history become a holiday that we celebrate in the U.S.?
Okay.
Was it A, Teddy Roosevelt loved Mexican food and had a Mexican mistress, so he welcomed the opportunity to celebrate?
What?
Was it B, Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to improve relations with Latin American countries?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it C, Richard Nixon was afraid Mexicans would invade if he didn't celebrate?
I want to go with the ridiculous, but I'm going to go with B, which is the
FDR.
You know, simplest answer.
That's because you want to win.
Yes, yeah. I do want to win. Yeah. The other two are really interesting, though.
Yeah. Well, almost believable.
I try to make them funny. Yeah. I don't know if Teddy Roosevelt loved Mexican food or had any Mexican mistresses, and I don't know if Richard Nixon was afraid of Mexicans. It's
probably
possible. I have no idea. Probably. Probably irrationally. Who knows? Let's see. Paul, what is the official dish of Cinco de Mayo? Is it A, mayonnaise, B, anything with agave, or C, Mole poblano.
Wait, did you say, what was A?
Mayonnaise.
Why would that be an answer, Jordana?
Mayo?
Just, you know, I'm just throwing it out there to make you laugh.
And what was B again?
And Paul might fall for it, you know, Cinco de Mayo.
Well, yeah, I know.
He might fall for it.
I know it's not a celebration of mayonnaise. I know that.
Yeah. B, anything with agave, which is grown in Mexico. And or C, mole poblano.
What is that? I should know what that is.
Time's up.
Dude,
you gotta guess.
Dude, just answer the question, dude. Well, don't make this harder. And don't ask for hints.
Can I have a lifeline?
No. Oh, God. It's mole poblano, and you don't get it.
I'll go with C.
It's the official dish of the holiday. It's a rich, dark brown sauce made with Mexican chocolate.
My answer is
and
C.
A ton of spices. You're done. You lost your chance. It has incredibly bold flavor and texture. Mole poblano hails from the Mexican city of Puebla, which is where the battle that I talked about earlier.
My answer is C.
And if you were paying attention,
I stick with that.
You might have known.
I'm going to hang
David,
in there with C.
That.
Okay.
He doesn't get it.
I know.
I'm done with him.
You want me to turn his mic off?
David.
Yeah. Okay.
David. Cinco de Mayo is recognized as a national federal holiday in which country?
Okay.
Is it America? Is it Mexico? Or is it both?
A national federal holiday. Yeah, I believe it is. I believe it's only in Mexico. I don't think it's a federal holiday here. Like banks aren't closed today. That's kind of my measure for that. So I'm going to say just Mexico.
Oh, DJ.
Really?
In fact, I guess your measure of a national federal holiday doesn't hold up because it is recognized as a national federal holiday only in America. Not in Mexico.
Not in Mexico?
Really?
No.
What?
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Not in Mexico.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Not their Independence
That's
Day. Tricky. It celebrates a battle. So it's only in America. I don't know if we're trying to overcompensate or what,
yeah.
But it is a national federal holiday. I know banks aren't closed. I get that. But somehow it has that demarcation that they are a national holiday.
Wait, should we have all taken the day off?
Yes.
Now I'm feeling guilty.
Why are we here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
I agree. Okay, see ya.
All right.
With the help of George W. Bush and the powers that be in Congress, Cinco de Mayo became an official national holiday in America in 2005. Who's up? Paul?
Yes.
How many pounds of avocado are consumed today?
Mm.
How many pounds of avocados are consumed today? This is according to Produce News, which I know you read often.
Where?
Is it...
In the
51
U.S.?
51 million? Yes, in the U.S.
All right. Because that makes a big difference. Like if it was global or...
No, it doesn't. No, it
Lithuania
doesn't.
Or... Yeah,
you
U.S.
You know what? I'm going to say globally.
Globally?
How many pounds?
Oh, that changes the calculus here. Okay, I have to recalibrate my numbers here. Okay, go ahead.
Here's your abacus.
You have no idea. You have no idea. Is it A, 51 million pounds? B, 81 million pounds, or C, 101 million pounds of avocados consumed today?
This is a hard one. I'm going to go with a big number, 101 million pounds of avocado, because we can't get enough guac. No.
Legit, but wrong.
Doggone it.
It was a guess, but it was a guess. It's 81 million.
All right.
Sorry, just trying to fool you. David, last question.
Yep, I can win it with this, by the way.
What nation drinks the most tequila on Cinco de Mayo? Is it Spain, Mexico, or America?
Well, I think that's easy.
That's an easy one.
First of all, in Spain, it's a much smaller country, and they drink wine. They don't drink tequila, so that's out. And I think... Per your last question, that's
the U.S.
explains that the U.S.
It's the U.S.
celebrates Cinco de Mayo. Mexico doesn't. It's definitely the U.S. Look at that.
Wait. The International Wines and Spirits Record. I know you read that too. Also reports the U.S. drinks more tequila than any other nation on this holiday.
And how many gallons of tequila do we drink? Today
is it? You hear that?
712 million gallons. 715 million.
Two losses in a row. Bitter, Paul, right there.
He's bitter.
Yeah,
bitter.
Yeah.
Wait, she gives you the easy ones.
Doesn't like to lose.
She gives you
the
entry level.
Jesus Christ. How about true or false? Is it Mexico's Independence Day?
Yeah, that
Mr.
was the
I have
real
a Latina daughter-in-law. Yeah, come on, buddy.
Yeah. So take your mayo and
it's
go home.
Bitter. Ooh. It's just bitter.
Ouch.
Take your mayo.
Ouch. I'd rather take the tequila and go home.
That's all I got.
Okay, let's go.
That's all I got.
Thanks, Jordan.
You did good.
Thank you.
You did well. Excuse me, you did well. Coming up next, Mike Max is going to join us with a little bit of sports next.
Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. The Wild tied things up last night at the X. Kirill Kaprizov, impressive hat trick. And the series, again, 1-1, Game 3 in St. Louis tomorrow night. Maxi, where are you tonight? You're out and about, as usual, right?
I'm at Hopkins. There's we're going to start here. The track meet going up. There's also baseball practice, lacrosse practice, tennis practice, softball practice.
Whoa. Is that all?
Yes.
Everybody's having a good time because the story is the weather has changed and people out here in their normal stuff and they're just participating and they're in short sleeves and it's like perfect temperature. For a lot of these teams, they've barely practiced or been outside this year except for meets and competition. And today they can practice. And Jordan, I don't tell you this. I don't know how much time you've spent on this part of the campus at Hopkins, but they have more room and more turf than any school I've ever seen. They've got turf baseball, turf softball, turf lacrosse, big track. I mean, they got everything back here and a ton of acreage so that all the teams, because space is always a problem as well with high school teams.
Yeah.
And they got the turf and the space and everything you need. It's almost perfect out here.
Yeah, it's a nice facility. They do a great job there. And I will tell you, we've had a baseball game every night this week for my son. And I ran out after, you know, we ended early yesterday, got to see the very end of the game. After that, he had ultimate practice because he plays ultimate frisbee, too. He had a friend
ultimate
here
frisbee,
who was going to a track meet. I mean, they're busy. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad they're busy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Get them out here. Get them, you know, everybody's in a better mood when they're outside on a nice day participating, you know. Including the parents that don't have to be in blankets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my goodness. So Twins, one more chance. Rough game last night. They've been on a hot streak here. Pre-game, by the way, as the Twins take on the Orioles, 5:30 right here on your Twins channel. Maxi, what are you seeing? The pitching, the hitting, I mean, with the exception of yesterday, everything has come together in the last, 11 games?
Yeah, except for Rocco Baldelli tested positive for COVID today. And so he's out for a while. And they're now making sure the guys are in close contact. You know, they're down in Tampa, and there were a number of they had to bring in minor league coaches because they had some coaches that were infected. And those guys are friends of Rocco's from back in the day. So I don't know how much time he spent with them or if that's where he caught it. But certainly in the confines of the clubhouse, so they've got to go precautionary now. And I know even at CCO TV today, we got the mandate. We got to wear masks again. And that is a... That is a tough one when they tell you that again when you think you're out of the woods, you know, and then we're all masked up again. But anyway, back to the Twins. So that would be one concern going in is making sure that nobody else is infected or they're going to miss. But they're playing the Orioles who aren't very good. That helps for sure. But they're also starting to, you know, they're kind of finding their identity right now. Correa knows, you know, he's the shortstop and the leader. And, you know, Buxton, they can see out in center field more. They've had to use him as a DH probably more than they would like in the last week or two, so they need him back. Celestino's been okay. Gordon's okay out there, but you want Buxton out there. But they've just had a lot of things go well here lately. Dylan Bundy got roughed up last night, but overall their starting pitching's been really good, and their relief pitching's been pretty good too, as they kind of try to figure out if they want to closer or not. In general, most of the guys coming in off the bench out of the bullpen have been pretty good.
Good. Okay. Happy to hear that. What else?
Wild evened it up.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. They seem to get their skates back on underneath them.
They did. That was a huge win for them, of course, last night, 6-2. And the way they did it, they won this Kaprizov hat trick with Joel Eriksson-Ek. Marc-Andre Fleury played well again, and you know, I was out there last night before the game during the 5 and 6. People were invested, but they were kind of like, I don't want to get my hopes up or get my emotions too charged here because, this just doesn't feel good right now. Then they got the lead, and they got the Minnesota Wild fan base back on their back in their stead and back in their good graces because Minnesotans have a tough time. You know, we've just had so much disappointment in sports in the postseason that you could just feel that last night. It's like, I'm going in to cheer for them, but I'm going to kind of wait to see if they score the first goal or not, you know, because I don't want to get too excited about this thing.
Oh, my. Maxie, what else are you tracking?
What else do we got today? We've got the Wild. Oh, Ben Johnson, the Gopher basketball coach, had a press conference this morning that we were at that he talked about kind of their second wave of recruits, and that comes to form of the transfer portal. Boston Garcia, the biggest name out of Prior Lake, went to Marquette, then he went to North Carolina, the national runner-ups, and he quit halfway through the season, came back home to tend to some things on the personal side. So for the first time, Ben could talk about him and you know, what he sees from him, what he believes in him. Obviously, this will be his third team in 3 years, so it's a little bit different, a little bit funky, and they still don't know for sure that he'll be eligible right away. He has to get a waiver because of that. You get one transfer, but not two. He's got a hardship case back here with his family sector in Minnesota, so they hope that he can get that. But he just talked about their program for the summer, and now they're going to play a lot of five-on-five and get these guys comfortable with each other. You've got to find out what they got, because they lost a lot of players there that were one-and-done kind of guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, go enjoy some outdoor sports. Enjoy those kids. Soak up whatever that warmth that you can get today. And thanks for the time, Mikey.
You bet. Hey, it's great out here. Thanks, guys.
Mikey, watch. Next week, they're going to be complaining about the heat and humidity.
No.
Oh,
never.
Oh, you know that no. People are... No. Yes, there's always that one neighbor.
It's too moist. I can't go outside. It's too humid, Paul. Can you do anything about that, Paul?
Yes, ma'am, I can. I choose not to do anything about it. All right.
When we get back, those troubling numbers, 15 million people killed globally due to COVID, which is devastating, an update on Ukraine, and I have a laundry situation.
What is going on with your laundry
situation?
Are you washing it in Cedar Lake? What are you doing now? In a stream?
We did find a good solution, but I got a situation.
All right. I want to hear about that.
More on that. If you can, please donate to my campaign for LLS. We're working on the last day, jordanagreen.com. I'm so grateful. The news is next on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.